of a mil. It's not like Rabbi Shita, 3/4 of a mil, which is like 15 minutes. No, his Shita is a little bit smaller than that. It's straight tilt a mil. It's only 2/3 of a mil. So the Mar Mai Benaya, what's the chilek between 3/4 or 2/3? Ike Benaya Palga the Damka. So now Kamina 1/12. 1/12 is a difference. Damka usually is a sixth. Palga the Damka means a half of a sixth, which is 1/12. That's the difference. So Drashi Palga the Damka, Echad Miyud Beis the Mil. 1/12 of a mil, that's the difference. The Yeshir the Rabba plus the Revia Mila. Rabbi's share is 3/4 of the mil. Haino Tisha Palge Danka. That's like 9/2 of the Danka. That's like 9/12, which is 3/4. They make it into 12s, it lies 9/12. The Yeshir the Rabbi Yosef, Shemaina Palge Danka. And the share of Rabbi Yosef is 8/12. So Chil between 8/12 and 9/12 is 1/12. So there's 1/12 in the difference. Danka's Rashi Shtus. Is that enough to mean how long the Bein HaShemoshes is? Whether it's 3/4 or whether it's 2/3. Yeah. So the Gemara about then the Chilufa the Chalsa. He says the Machlokes now Rab and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi says a bigger shear and Rabbi Yosef says a little bit less of a shear. It's 1/12 less, Rabbi Yosef says. So the Gemara Negeta Hilchos Kli. What's called the Kli that you can metaltle it on Shabbos? It's just the opposite Machlokes. How big that Rabbi says a smaller shear and Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear. Mor b'chilufa b'chalsum. Trashi b'chilufa iflug Rabbi Rabbi Yosef b'chalsum. The gate to a shame kli. To hossam shira the Rabbi Yosef nafish mid Rabbi. Over there Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear than Rabbi says. Rabbi the yama hocha tlosa. Rabbi that says here 3 or mahossam trei. There he says only 2. Rabbi Yosef the yama hocha trei. Rabbi Yosef says here 2/3 or mahossam tlosa. There he says 3. It's different halachis, but just the machlokes is the opposite way. What's the machlokes? The Rashi chalsa is a kiveris, like a beehive. The yama rabba chalsa bas trei kuri. If you have a beehive that could contain 2 kurs. A very big measurement is Charlotte. That's still called the Kli, and on Shabbos it's not Muksa, you're allowed to be Metaltlet. Mashenkin Obat Tlosa Kuri, if it's so big that it can hold 3 Kurs, then Oslo Tatuli. It's so big it's not called the Kli anymore, it's like Muksa, you can't use it. Trash Yashol Tatuli, the Torah is Kli Alot, still called the Kli. Bat Tlosa, Gdoila Yosimidai, that's already too big, Vien Torah is Kli Alot, it's not called the Kli. So the Deik and Rashi, La Lochit's brought down, no matter how big of a Kli you have on Shabbos, you're allowed to use that Kli. The Kli could be as big as a room. As close to mind, the Kli is usable, it has a Shem Kli, and you can metaltle it, even though it's hard to move it, it never loses its Shem Kli. Here Rashi says, the Svara here is, it's not a Torah Kli, because you can't use it anymore. Once the Kiveris, this BR, becomes so big, it's not usable. That's why it's not called a Kli. But Avad La Lochit's brought down, if you have a Kli, no matter how big that Kli is, there's no way it's a Muksa on it. A Muksa doesn't become because it's so heavy or so big. Kozaman, it's usable, it's called a Kli. But here the Svar the Rashi says is G'dayla Yosimadai, it's too big, V'yateros Kliyala, it's not usable anymore. That's why it blames Muksa. This is Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Bat Tlosa Kuri Namishur. He knows, no, even though it's the size and carry 3 Kurs, still it's enough to, still it's, it has a Shem Kli on it. Bat Arba Kuri Yosar. But once it becomes so big to carry 4 Kurs, it contains 4 Kurs inside, then it's part of the Shem Kli. So you see here the opposite way. Rabbi Yosef says a bigger shear of 4, and Rabbi says a smaller shear of 3. Omar Abaya, Boy Mine Demar Bishas Maisa. Abaya asked Rabbi Shaila Bishas Maisa, how big does the Kiveris have to be to make it ice clear that's Muksa? Trashi Boy Mine Demar means Rabbi. Abaya asked Rabbi Shaila, but it's on Shabbos Gufa. Bishas Maisa, Rashi Shayisti Tzarkadover. He's on Shabbos, Abaya had this Kiveris. And he wants to know, is allowed to carry it or not? Or could he touch it or not? So how big is it that the Kli loses the Shem Kli? And he answered it back, V'afilu bas trei kuri. Even if it is so big that it contains 2 kurs, it loses the Shem Kli. V'afilu bas trei kuri loy shorili. He wasn't matami. So kura, 2 kurs is not like Rav, not like Rabbi Yosef. According to both of them, 2 they said was good. Rabbi said 3 is no good, and Rabbi Yosef said 4 is no good. But 2, everybody was matir. So who is this Shita now that he's saying that even 2 kurs, if the kiveris, the VR is so big that it contains 2 kurs, is not called the Kli anymore? So the Gemara, Kaman, who does it go like? Ki yai tano, like this tano. The Tanan. Ki veres hakasher, biyav made from the kash, srashi zandvu shi boilum. That means out of the stalks, there's like straw of the stalks. The ki veres hakane, made out of reeds. Ubor svin alexandris. Stam, a well that they had in the svina, used to have the ships. Going over the Yam HaGodol, Rashi says, and the Yam HaGodol with the water was salty water, he couldn't drink it. So in the middle of the ship, he used to have like a reservoir of water. He used to have inside a bor. Rashi, bor, svina, alexandris, svina, gedolo, she porshim, bol, Yam HaGodol. He used to take this ship over the Yam HaGodol. Umei hayam maluchim. The water there was salty. So now they couldn't drink the water from the yam. The yosim kli gadol came in bor. They used to put a big kli inside the bor. The nice toicha mayim yofim. Inside there, they put inside it nice water. So afal pi sheyesh lehem shulayim. Even though there's bottoms or there's a rim to the kli, v'hein marziko is mem so balach. It could contain 40 saws of lach of water. Shein kurayim biyovish, which can contain two kurs of yovish, is tirim. It's tirim, it's not called a kli. So you see, once the kli becomes this big, it contains two kurs, it's not called a kli. Because kol zaman it has the shame kli, it's makabel tuma. But once it becomes so big, it's pocket the shame kli, it's not makabel tuma. So you see, a shear here of two kurayim is not called a kli anymore. So may the rather before that said Pirucha Shabbos, that if you have this kiveris that's so big, that contains two kurs, you can't touch it anymore, it goes like this man the yomu. Once the kli is so big, its Torah doesn't have a shame kli on him. So drashi lach, ain't by goydish. If you measure something with water, something lach, it only goes straight to the top, it can't pile up. Water, when it comes up, it overflows. There's no goydish. Mashenki, when you put like flour in a kli, it can pile up. Even after it comes on top, it comes like a pyramid, it can come up. So there's more to a dry measurement than there is to a wet measurement. Because something wet can only go straight flat on the top, otherwise it falls over. His last drasha ain't by goydish. You can't pile up water. Mashenk ain't shen kurayim, shishim saw, 60 saws, biyavish of dry. Shaha goydish machzik shlish. Because that it piles up on top of the kli is one third of what's inside of the kelim. Shalahem. Shayasuyim kis shasu shleimai. Kiyam shasu shleimai. Gavei chatzurach v'yemegulim. Is Torah Mzakrashi? The iskish kli eitz lasak. Why we say it's Torah? Because the kli eitz has the same malach like a sack, like a big. The metaltal molib reikon. A sack, that's a sack, you can carry it usually whether it's full or whether it's empty. Vizil ain't a metaltal molib. The God of Yosef Medai, once you have this cleats that it has so big that it can contain two kurs, it's not movable anymore. If you move it when it's full, you'll break it. So that's book of the shame kli. Omer Abaya Zot Abaya, Shema Mina Hai Gucho, when you have dry measurement and it piles up on top of the kli, it's tilta. It's one third of what's inside the kli. Therefore, by dry measurement, you can have one third more than you have of the wet measurements. Heavy. Tomorrow, Abaya, Abaya Su, Abaya Chazio, the Rava, the Kodoyel Marv. Hey, Abaya Su, Rava, he was looking at Marv, the west side. Now, he was talking about Benash Moshes now. So he wanted to know, when is the Hichsef Elyon? When is the Hichsef Atachton? Hey, he knew already Shkia was, the sun went down, sundown went down. He wanted to know, when is Lila, like, when is the Benash Moshes over? So he's looking at the Marv side, the west side, to see if there's still redness in the sky or not. That's what Rava was doing. His Abaya saw Rava looking at the west side. That's the true way you should look, because the sun goes down on the west side. So you look there, see if it's still red in the sky or not. Omalei, Abaya had a kasha to Rava. Omalei, Vatanya, the Bryce before said, Kol Zaman Shepanei Mizrach Madimim. Kol Zaman, the east side, is red. That's the shear of Ben Hashmoshes. So I asked him, why are you looking at the Marav side? The Chodah Brice before said, Pnei Mizrach, you should be looking at the east side. Look at the east side to see. Now, when the sun goes down on the west side, it still gives off rays. So the Chodah Havin was the rays go up to the east side. So look at the east side, see if there's redness in the sky or not. Or Malay, Rav answered back, Mi Savrit Pnei Mizrach Mamish. Do you think the Brice of Mamish means you have to look at the east side? Look at the east sky. Like, Ponim Hamadimim Esa Mizrach. Hamadim means you have to look at the west side. That's where the sun goes down. nor what's it got to do with the east? The pshat is ponim hamadim mimester mizrach. The west side shoots off the rays that lights up the east side, the mizrach. And he could, yeah. In other words, so that's ponim mizrach just means how does the east side get lit up? It gets lit up because from Marav Zayt, where the sun is going down, the Marav is giving off its rays. So its rays shoot up to Pnei Mizrach. But Avad, you don't check at Pnei Mizrach, you have to check at Pnei Marav. Drashi Doya means Mabit. He's a Bayi Sarov. He was looking, Erev Shabbos, Liros Im Yesham at Mumes Chama. He wanted to see if there's still some redness of the sun. Is there still some redness of the sun in the skies or not? So he looked, the Kash was Ponem Hamadimim, and the Herod says, Ponem Hamadimim et Mizrach. Le Erev Chama Shoykas B'Marav. At evening, the sun goes down on Marav, on west side. Uzuhura yachama, but the rays of the sun, madima mesa mizrach, make the east side of the sky still red. Kechaloim, just like a window. Kishachama nechneses bo, madem es kaiso shiknegdon. When the sun comes in on one side of the window, where do you see it? On which wall? On the other wall. Here you see the rays of the sun. The same thing, when the sun is going down on west side, on Marav side, the rays are still in the east side. But Avada Rava was right. Really, you have to check, though. You have to check Avada Marav side. You have to look at the Marav side to see if there's still red rays in the sky or not. Ika the army stolen the mice was like this. Rava Chazi Rava saw La Abaya the Kodoya Le Mizrach. Rava, forget, the other way around. Rava saw Abaya was looking at Mizrach. Omalei, so Rava asked Abaya, Mi Savrit Pnei Mizrach Mamish. Do you think it means Mamish Pnei Mizrach? Look at the east side. Havada ponim hamadimim esa mizrach. Havada means you have to look at the west side, Marav side. No, the Marav side, that's the side that makes the east side red, because the rays from the west shoot to the east. V'simnecha, what's the simin? Kifto, a window. Rashi v'simnecha, kifto means chaloin, k'mesha prashti. When the sun comes in the window, you don't see the rays on the wall where it comes in, you see the rays on the other wall. So it means Enechnami, the Pnei Mizrach becomes red. But where does it become red from? From Marav Zayt. So you have to look always at Marav Zayt to see when it becomes Ben Ashmoshes, when the redness goes away. So I'll call upon it from our Gemara here, Pasha, we hold, how long is the shear of Ben Ashmoshes? We hold like the Yehuda Shita. From the size, it's 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil is around 15 minutes. That's going to be the whole Ben Ashmoshes. So the Chura Shkia starts at, Ben Ashmosh starts at Shkia, so you have it just 15 minutes, and right away it's Laila. This is the famous Taizis, the Kashia, Kosha Taizis, Tohocha Mashra, the Mishkia Sachama, Ada Laila, Lekela, Tlosser, Revoy Mil. Here in the Mara Shabbos, Mashmos, only 3/4 of a mil. That's the whole Ben Ashmoshes. Reb Yehuda Gufa B'Psoch in Perik Misho Yotomei Sava De Meshkiya Sachama Tetzich Chav Marba Milin. It's a theory of Yehuda Gufa. Reb Yehuda in the Gemara B'Sochim says Klaw, there's 4 mil. That's where you get the Benatam Sheet of 72 minutes. 4 mil means 4 times 18. It's 72 minutes from Meshkiya Sachama until Tetzich Chavim. But Tetzich Chavim Lailahu. It's a chur to theory in the Gemara. Therefore, Tay says, V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, Tohosa Mari B'Tchila Shkia. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about the beginning of Shkia, like our sunset, and until Tzeisik Chavim is talking 72 minutes. For Hocha, but here the Gemara in Shabbos talking about Mishatishka Misoy Shkia. That's Rabbeinu Tam's two Shkias. We're talking about the second Shkia. That is from the beginning of Shkia, the first like 3 mil, the first 54, and around the first 58 minutes is not even a suffix, it's Vada Yom. That's called the first Shkia. The second Shkia means the last 15 minutes before Tzatzik Chavim. That's our Gemara here. V'ocha Mishatishka means Misayf Shkia. Acha Shenichnas Chama, V'yuva Rekia. After the sun already went way deep down into the sky. And it's only we're talking about here was the rays. If the rays still come out, red or not, that's our Gemara here. So Rabbeinu Tam says our Gemara is not talking about the beginning of Shkia. It's talking about the last 15 minutes before 72 minutes. That's what our Gemara is talking about. That's the famous Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the other Shita is the Gro Shita. And the Mishnah brings down a lot of Mishnayim, hold the Gro, so they say it's Masha for Rashi like that, and the Rambam and the Rif is Masha like that. No, our Gemara means Mamish, beginning of Shkia. At the beginning of Shkia is already Suffolk Bein Ashmoshes, and Enoch Nami. When is it called Laila? 15 minutes later is called Laila. So that the Gros says, we see today, 15 minutes after Shkia, you don't see Laila, you don't see Tzitz Chavim. Like we'll soon see in Amabez, the Gemara says, what's the Simon of Laila? We'll soon see, you have to see three stars. You have to see three stars. Today, 15 minutes after Shkia, we don't see three stars. So Teretz says that the Gemara is talking about in Bavel, where it was written, where they were talking about. In Bavel, at that time, like in Eretz Yisrael also, it gets dark very fast. So in Bavel Taka, 15 to 18 minutes right after the Shkia, Enechnam and Tzeti Chavim did come out. So according to Ben Tam, Taka means every place, Lefi Yechita. Like here in America, it'll be a little bit longer. It'll be a little bit longer till you see the stars. But Enechnam, according to Grod, you don't have to wait 72 minutes. It's enough to wait. That's where you get the shear. Some people wait 20 minutes. Some people say here. That's why Lamai said for davni marv ready. 20 minutes after you could daven marv ready. That's all the different shurim you have. Some people say it's 35 minutes. And even Rabbeinu Tam sheet, the famous that says 72 minutes is also machlekes. Does Rabbeinu Tam mean 72 minutes no matter where you are and all times of the year and all times? Or does he also mean only at a certain point, a certain time of the year, it was 72 minutes? That's like the longest. Benachnami, different parts of the world, it gets darker faster, and even contrary to time, you won't have to wait 72 minutes. There's also big machlokes achareinim in your Benachnami shita. And Ramesha brings down, like in New York, 15 minutes after the Shkia already, it's come out like 72 according to Benachnami. If you wait 15 minutes already, that's Yotzim with the Sophic of Benachnami also. So Benachnami was talking about a one place where Taka didn't get dark until 72 minutes. But the different place of the world, it gets dark faster. That's the machlokes achareinim. Rav Aaron Desal, Rav Shiva, Rav Aaron Desal, Rav Kotel Desal used to be machmir very much to wait 72 minutes mamish. So on yeshiva is the machmir to wait 72. But usually even the people that do it, it's after us a chumrah. But mikra din, even quantum of time, I think Rav Isaac Sinzal used to say that here in L.A., 35 minutes after the shkia already is called Laila already. Because in L.A. it gets darker much faster. It's come out like Eretz Yisrael here. It gets darker faster here than it does in New York. So they're all different cheetahs you have here. Yeah, there's another sheet that says 5 mil. Some gears have 5 mil. We have a gears of 4 mil. Some gears have a gears of 5 mil. So you get another. What? I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure. Alright. We have Nechem Yoimer. Nechem Yoimer said, what's the shear ben Ashmoshes? Nechem Yoimer Kadeshi Halach Odom Mishitishka Chama Chati Mil. 9 minutes, that's all. After Shkia, 9 minutes later, is already Laila. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Whoever wants to like know how long this time takes, a chatzi mil, you need a chama b'reisha karmel. It should be like a top of the mountains when you still see the sun. The yored v'yitzvul, it should go down v'yam, it should go down to be tevul in the yam, the yale, and then go back up to the mountain. V'zeh shir shir of Nechemya. If this takes around 9 minutes, that's the shir of the Nechemya, you know when it's called Laila ready. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Haroitza Leroy's bearish or Miriam, somebody wants to see the bear, Miriam's bear that they had the 40 years in the Midbar, is Yalal Rosh HaKarmel, let him go up to the top of the mountains, that's right over the Yam, the Yitzapa, let him look into the Yam. The Yira Kimin Kavra V'Yam, and he'll see like a thief in the middle of the Yam, he'll select a Kavra there. The Zui bearish or Miriam, this looks like the bearish or Miriam. Amar Rav, Mayan Amitautl, it's only negated to the Be'er Shemirim. The Be'er Shemirim was like a mine, like a well. Usually a well is in the ground, doesn't move. You have the Shalom, what about the well, Miriam's well? It was a movable well, it moved all around. Zokte Tor, you would think maybe it had to shame cleave about the moving around, you should not know. It's not called the cleave, it's Tor. Vizui Be'er Shemirim, it's only negated to the Be'er of Miriam. You see it on top of the mountains. The time will take you to walk down the mountain to be tevel in the yam. The yala hevel ayla. By that time, will be night already. Kim in kavra sela ogul, like a stone that's round. But you see the kavra. It looks like a kavra, like a thief. Zel berish Miriam showing mizgagolim yisrobe midbar. Used to roll along with them. It's almost like a round stone. It was the berish Miriam. They didn't have to carry it. It rolled along with them. When she died, then they lost the bear. Rashi Tor, Milakabo Tuma, Vitavlum, but it goes to be table in it. The Lavka Kli Dome, it doesn't have a shame Kli on it. Liyah Samayim Hanoivim Menu, say the water that comes out of it, Kishuvim. is if the kli would have a shem kli, the bear would have a shem kli, he'll be possibly be tabled. It's called mayim shuvim. The Rashi is not a common shayla. You can never have a well that moves. The well is always in the ground. It's only the shayla by bear shemirim. It was a traveling bear. So even that, it was kosher to be tabled in, and it was the stamakabutum. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Bein Hashmoshes to Rav Yehuda, that's what we were talking about before, that starts from Shkia until three quarters of a mil, is Kahanim Toivul and Boy. Kahanim are allowed to be Toivul in that man. The halacha is by Truma, if a Kohen is Tomei, he has to be Toivul that day, and as soon as it comes Laila, Harashemesh, he becomes Tor, he's allowed to eat the Truma. Is even after he's Toivul, he can't eat Truma yet, until it comes Harashemesh. But he has to be Toivul before Laila. Now we're saying that during the Shir Bein Hashmosh of Rabbi Yehuda, the Churot of Suffolk Lailo, Karnak can still be Tevil. Fret the Gemara Laman, according to who could he be Tevil? Elam Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, for the Gemara Sveiku, it's a Suffolk, it's Bein Hashmosh. Maybe it's Lailo then. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda after Shkia, the way the Goyim, the way the Gemara learns, it means Mamash after sunset. The way the Bein Atam learns, it means the last 15 minutes before it says Chavim. But if it's talking about Bein Hashmosh, it's a Suffolk, maybe it's nighttime. So Kahanim can't be Tevil at nighttime, doesn't help. A Kohen has to be Tevil before nighttime. Today, after the Tefillah, when it comes night, then it becomes Torah. Elet means, Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, what's called Bein Hashmoshes? Mamash a second. It says, Karafayim, the time to blink. That's called Bein Hashmoshes. So the Shaila is, when does Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmoshes start? Does it start at the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes? I mean, July 2nd of Rabbi Yehuda's Suffolk, that's also Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk? Or no, the Chiddush is no. After Rabbi Yehuda's man ends, after the 15 minutes, after Shkiyam, that after that, the next second is Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmoshes. Come to say, it's the whole period, the first 15 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes is Vadayim, according to Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, it's good, Kahanim are allowed to be Tevil, according to join the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk of Bein Hashmoshes first starts after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes. That's not the Gemara. Ela Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, le Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi's Shita, is Kahanim Tevil and Boy. For the Gemara Pshita of Adar, Rabbi Yossi's Shita is after Rabbi Yehuda. So join Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes, the first 15 minutes is Vadayim. So the Gemara, no. Now the time I would think, Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi is Meshich Shaykh Rabbi Yehuda has good, true. Rabbi Yossi's Suffolk is only 1 second. He says an eye blink, that's a Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes. But maybe his eye blink is the last eye blink of Rabbi Yehuda's Shir. So throughout the Shir of Rabbi Yehuda, it's also a Suffolk according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamashmullah, no. The Wat is Sholem Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. First, you have the first 15 minutes after Shkia. That's Bein Hashmoshes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a Suffolk line according to Rabbi Yehuda. For Hodor, after the 15 minutes end, that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still Vadayim. The next second first starts the Bein Hashmoshes. For Hodor, after that, Mascho Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. After that, when it first starts the Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. That's the Chiddush here. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Kahanim could be tabled the first 15 minutes after Shkiyam, which according to Rabbi Yud is a Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes, because according to Rabbi Yossi, that's still Vadayim. When does Bein Hashmoshes start? The next second, after the 15 minutes, the next second starts Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmoshes. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Krab Yehudilin Yin Shabbos. We pass the Lord of Yehudilin Yin Shabbos. Poshita means that on Friday, you have to be machmer right after Shkia, it's already Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes, you can't do Malacha. Halacha Krab Yehudilin Yin Truma. We're machmer, the Hilchot Truma, like Rabbi Yossi. So we'll soon say, Poshita Pshat is that he has a Suffolk, who's the Halacha like Rabbi Yehudil like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we go Luchurma both ways. So the Shana spoke out, the Vadi Gemara could have said for Shabbos also, it's a Chumra both ways. That on Friday night, we're Machmul at Rabbi Yehuda, that Shabbos starts right after Shkia, and on Maitsoi Shabbos we hold like Rabbi Yossi. You say, when does Shabbos end? Shabbos ends much later. So Gemara could have said that, even on Shabbos, he could have both Chumras. The Gemara just wants to tell Yaga, even for Truma, also you have this Chumra. But that's what we're saying now. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Dilcha Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi in Truma.
So the more vishlei malach kriyab yudel in the Shabbos the chumra. That's good that we say Friday when the Shabbos start. You have to be machmud kriyab yudel shita right after shkia tachama. It's already ben hashmoshes. Maybe it's Shabbos. You have to stop doing malacha. Avol in yin truma mahi. What is the main hilchos truma we hold like Reb Yosi? Hey, where's the chumra Reb Yosi shita? If you want to say the guy with to be toivum, that we're saying the koyin has to be toivum a boy join when it's still daytime, then when it comes at night he becomes tor. So if you want to say you hold like Reb Yosi that you can mamish be toivum the first 15 minutes or Reb Yehuda's bein hashmoshes, Shreti Gemara, why could that be sveiku? Without your machmer on Shabbos, like Reb Yehuda, mashmi yom esafkle Yehuda locher is like Reb Yehuda or Reb Yosi. So how could you go lukula v'hilchus tefillah? How could you say a kohen is allowed to be tefillah in the mikvah now the first 15 minutes after shkiyam, like Reb Yosi? According to Reb Yehuda, it's called laila, and you goofa have to solve it. Maybe the loch is like Reb Yehuda. That's why in Shabbos you machmer. So eleim le tefillah, Shreti Gemara sveiki. You goofa hold it to sveiku. Elad means to say lechur.